People of the Internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back, hang out, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take some of those talking points and go out and share them or apply them, or maybe just outright disagree with me and you delete the podcast altogether. That's okay. But summer is upon us. Summer when I get to float the river. It's one of my favorite outdoor activities. I've done my fair share of hiking in the mountains and hanging out on the beach. No beaches around here worth swimming though. So river floating for me is what it is. And one thing that I saw on the river last year, I've yet to see it this year. The weather's been less than stellar so far, but river floating will happen. But the one thing I saw last year that just kind of just boggled my mind was people with their cell phones in a plastic pouch on a lanyard around their neck. And we can sit there and go, Billy, people want to take pictures. People want to share the experience. People need to share their tweets and their Facebooks and their selfies and their Snapchats and look where I'm at. Look how much fun I'm having. People need to photograph the fun times, the cool scenic events, the birds or the plants or whatever you happen to come across. No, that's kind of fair enough. I'm fortunate not to require to need my cell phone on a regular basis, on a consistent basis. I've gotten in trouble with friends more than once because I come home, I put my phone down, and I walk away from it. I forget about it. It just doesn't appear in my mind that I need to go check on it every 5 minutes. That's not to say I don't check on it, but I do. But when you're floating the river, let's go for an argument to have these lanyards. When you're floating the river, when you're out on the water, when you're out on the boat, you know, and you go swimming, things happen, right? I've had a friend lose a $200 pair of sunglasses while jet skiing. Stuff happens. You know, I know someone else who lost a wedding ring on the river. That was not a great day for him. But, you know, things get lost. Things break. So why not put it in a safe, easily accessible location? Plastic pouch that responds to the touch screen. I agree. You know, you can do your selfies and you can do your documenting and you can stay in contact with the office if need be, or sales, or whoever you got to talk to. But the look of it, the way, when I saw this, I just saw it as a leash. You know, you look at people walking their dogs, and I don't know about everybody, but a lot of people have their dogs on a leash. And you look at some of the dogs that are just hyper and active, and they got a smell and look around at everything, and they go over here, go over there, and then the leash holder pulls them back. Hey, easy there. But then you have the good dogs. You have the well-trained dogs that, you know, don't pull on the leash. They're just walking side by side. Or you have the dogs that only respond to the leash through commands, you know, the sits and the stays and the just a kind of a small jerk, just kind of, hey, listen. And that's what I saw these holders as. It was, again, just leashes, something. Because the people that I saw them with would, you know, they'd pick them up, they'd check something, they'd drop them down. Like 2 minutes later, they'd pick it up, look at it, drop it down. I mean, yeah. You float the river, you see plenty of people that are just sitting there. Everybody's involved in their phone. Everybody's seeing what's going on, sharing their information. Now, my rule for floating the river or going boating whenever I absolutely can, I leave my phone. I bring the bare minimum number of keys that I need. I bring cans and plastic bottles, no glass. But the big thing is leaving the phone. It's a 100%, you can't check in. There's no radio. There's no text messages. There's no TV around. I unplug, separate myself from the digital world the best I can. And as I'm out there on the water, sitting there floating, kind of just soaking it all in, how cold the water is or how beautiful the sky and the trees are. Listen, look for birds, or, you know, occasionally you see some deer. You just kind of sit there and you soak in the immediate, the presence, the life that's happening right before your eyes. It's not always fun. It's not always exciting, but there's always, there is something to be seen, to be found while out there. And on the topic of just unplugging and getting away from the digital world, one of my all-time best vacations was up at the peninsula in Washington, way in the northwest corner. And the website announced that there is no cell service. Don't expect to get cell service. And I'm sitting there going, I always have cell service. How is this possible? I'll be fine. But again, you know, I know I'm unique in the fact that I can put down my phone and be fine. But about a half hour before we got to the vacation location, cell service stopped. I can read a map. I had a general idea of where we were going. It was pretty simple. You just drive down the one road and it's supposed to be on your left. But went to just double check. And it's like, oh, don't know. That's all right. Go back to instincts and we'll be fine. And get there and it's on the ocean and it's just a stormy, just crappy weather. I think it was February. But no cell service. No internet. No Wi-Fi. No nothing. No internet. They had TV with rabbit ear antennas getting local TV. And that's about as digital as you got. So between hanging out in the little tiny cabin and walking on the beach with that cold freaking rain and coming back, hanging out, relaxing, brought some books. I read a couple books. It was something else. Because you could kind of almost feel the lack of radio waves. I couldn't tell you what a radio wave feels like. But the forcefulness of unplugging and being within the moment was definitely something else. You know, we still had our cell phones. We still took pictures and whatnot. But it was a feeling. And it was a good chance to, again, unplug and guarantee that nothing is going to interrupt you with a buzz or a ding or an alert as you look at your phone to see what time it is. Because I don't have a watch. Nobody has watches anymore. But that's okay. Another topic for another day. But yeah. I hope you've enjoyed this. I've hoped that, I don't know, I brought some sort of idea. Another harsh closer. But that's all it is. Just a walk through the mind. Kind of a path to see where it leads. Discuss some talking points. I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N. The number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, @ Billy Bones. You come to the website, billybones.com. You get all the past episodes. You get contact with me through email or join the Discord server. Let me know. Did I get anything right, wrong? You got questions or comments? Love mail, hate mail? You send it all. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.